Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. Do you often find yourself at odds with important people in your life? You respect, you care for them, but there seems to be a touch of irritation in your daily life with them. One wants to do it now, the other wonders, well, what's the big hurry? Margaret Moshak, author of Different Drummers, has spent most of her life studying people, a secretary in a welfare office, high school teacher, encouraging young students to love reading, working on local politics, managing an art exhibiting group. She always wonders why people interact as they do with one another. A part of a large family growing up, an MA from the State University of New York at Albany, now living in Ithaca, New York, where she's a Taoist Chi instructor, Margaret Moshak, author of Different Drummers, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Margaret. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm delighted, and I will try to do what I can.
Well,
okay?
I'm looking forward to this because it's such a fascinating topic, something we all deal with in our lives, with people in our marriage, people at office, people in the family, and we'll talk about it in the program today. The book is Different Drummers. Margaret Moshak, the author, our guest on the program. Well, let's start with the very basics. I said you've been studying people and their interaction for years. Why did you decide to write this book?
Well, first, how about you who are listening? Do you ever feel rather out of sorts of those in your life and wonder why? Over a period of many years, as I watched people around me, I saw that almost everybody had a tendency to either act fast or slow. And then they became irritated with each other, and they called each other pokey, stupid, crazy.
Yes.
And they almost always marry each other. My mother, after 40 years of marriage, showed contempt for my father because he couldn't answer immediately. So I thought that maybe if I published this book that it would help some people, and I published it about 7 years ago, and it seems to have helped some. So.
Well, and it's as appropriate today as it was 7 years ago, and it gives us some of these clues, and you do say many of these people end up marrying each other. The book is Different Drummers.
Oh, yeah.
Margaret Moshak is the author and our guest on the program. In the book, you talk about those who think fast, those who think slowly. You use the terms instant for the fast thinkers, constant for the slow thinking. Talk about why you use those terms.
Well, I wanted to use a word that I could use easily, and it took me a while to get one, a word that didn't have any nasty connotation.
Yes.
And it took quite a while because I could do that. And one of the things I've noticed as I've talked to people is that when I talk to people and they, if they are an instant or a fast thinker, they reject me almost immediately. While the constants, the slow thinkers, a look of wonder comes over their face and they think, oh, that's what's been going on.
You know, we see, yes, we see this in our daily lives, don't we? I mean, well, we live it in our daily lives.
And it just, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, it's we live this in our daily lives, and you do such an excellent job of bringing this out and letting us fully understand the situations. Different Drummers is the book. Talk about the idea to develop the book. How did you go about doing it, and what help did you have in developing this book?
Well, for a long time, I thought I was a slow thinker, and I wondered if I had limited intelligence. And, you know, if I was in a group and a question came up, I could never come up with an answer, maybe till the next morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. But, of course,
yes.
By that time, it was everywhere. So I read all the time, and I found an answer. And I read about a manager of a business who would call his staff together to thrash out the problems facing him and would accept the many solutions offered and write them down. However, this was the difference. The very next day, the manager would call the staff together again and present the same problems. He said he had found out that while some people could think fast, others could think slow, and that was the answer. You can imagine, I was so delighted. There was nothing wrong with me. It was a tremendous awakening for me.
And you imagine so many people probably go through life like you did, thinking I'm a little bit slow, so there must be something wrong with me. And that was sort of a light bulb moment for you as you're realizing, mm-hmm. No, I'm just a little, everybody's got a different approach to this. Mine's a little different than some of the people. Margaret Moshak is our guest. Go ahead, finish your thought there.
I was very emotional about this because I thought I was stupid.
Yeah, and to go through life thinking that, and then you realize, no, you're just a little bit more deliberative than some of the people. Margaret, by the way, if you're looking for the book, Different Drummers, available at Amazon, and it's Margaret Moshak, and that's M-O-S-C-H-A-K. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon link that has information on Margaret and the book there as well. Let's talk about the impact of the book. Has anyone who has read the book used ideas in their work and commented on it?
Well, actually, yes. I have a brother who is an experienced English teacher. And he read my manuscript. And so he thought that maybe he could use it in his classes because he had found that when he gave a long-term project to his English classes, that some of them would argue with him and give him a hard time. So he thought he would use this idea and just present the project to the class and then let them figure their way out, because this is what instants want to do. They want to do it their own way. So he stepped back and gave them free rein, and they were delighted. And he was there, of course, for those who wanted help. But he found out that these students that had given a hard time, they were giving a hard time to everybody, maybe because they wanted to run their own life. The instants were delighted. Later, I spoke to a man who had recalled how bored he was in school, and he said he was just as irritated when he got an assignment in school, and he just felt, get out of my way and let me do it myself. I don't need you in my way.
You know, this book is so important because it really, to understand family dynamics, it's important if you're involved in the workplace, as the case that Margaret was talking about with the teacher. It really helps you understand why people move at a different pace. The book is Different Drummers. Margaret Moshak, our guest on the program. Have you found the ideas useful in your life? I mean, we talked just a few minutes ago about you realize that, no, you are not slow. You're fine. There's nothing wrong with you. Have you been able to apply some of these principles in your life in general?
Well, yes. As a constant, I am very attracted to instants because they bring excitement and movement in life. I'm very attracted to them. However, when I'm with them, I find I'm irritated because if I want to do anything, I'm always behind him. I could never get dressed fast enough. I could never shop fast enough. I could never comment on what we just did fast enough. I'm always under pressure for the answer now. And I mean, what I realized is I know this is their way, and I try not to be irritated with them as they are irritated with me. And so I am kinder to the instances of my life than I would be otherwise.
Well, it's really had an impact on that. And I wonder, when you meet new people, when you meet them for the first time, do you do this sort of instant constant evaluation right away? Are you going through your mind, okay, what category are these people in? Because it will lead to how I interact with them.
Some of them you know right away.
Yes.
But some of them you just have to know them quite a while. But as the time goes on, you realize that they are fast seekers because everybody is not completely all that way. In other words, but everybody has a tendency to be either fast thinker or slow thinking. Some are more advanced than others. Some are more instant or fast, constant than others. But in the beginning, you can tell some of them right away because they're. You try to say something to them, they interrupt you. And I'm through. I've had that. I don't want to hear anything more. I've already heard this story.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. You hear that often, and you see that in people's faces and their body language, and you know that's going to be the response. The book is so fascinating.
That's right.
Different Drummers by Margaret Moshak, and that's M-O-S-C-H-A-K. Stress is something that's common in everybody's lives. Is there a different way instants and constants handle stress?
Well, the way I look at it, instants seem to want to know what happens the minute it happens and are connected to their cell phones and never miss a beat. As a constant, I am satisfied for wonderful days at home. And how is stress different? Apparently, instants are stressed if they cannot get out there and interact with the world all the time. And constants are stressed if they have to get out there and interact with the world all the time. So the interaction with the world, for the instance, is not to be there, to be cut off from the world. And they get very, they will go out, they will leave the house if only to get a quart of milk or a loaf of bread. And so you can see how the constants are stressed by this really pressure world today, very pressured. And the instants are delighted with it.
There's so much real-world practicality in what you talk about in the book, Different Drummers, Margaret Moshak, the author, and our guest on This Week in America. And by the way, you'll find information on Margaret, information on her book, as well as at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book's available at Amazon. You touched on this before with your husband and the fact that sort of opposites do attract. Talk about how this idea has helped bring harmony in your marriage. Have you been able to... Has this information been helpful in bringing a successful marriage?
Oh, well, of course it helped. Of course, as a constant, I married an instant. And at, when I got married, I didn't know about this theory. And
exactly.
I couldn't understand why he went so much. He was always going, well, you just went downtown. You're going down again. And what again? And so as I began to learn this thing, I became less resentful of him going all the time. I became less resentful of his restful energy, and I realized that was okay. And what I also learned to do was how to protect myself, to back off and let him go. Let him go. Let him do these things and stay at home and read a book.
Well, yeah. Now, conversely, did he learn something about you? Did you explain the concept, and maybe he learned something about your thinking process?
It made less stress in our marriage, because at first I tried to keep up with him, and then I just couldn't do it because he just was going all the time. You know, if we went on a vacation, he had to check out every single business up and down the whole lakeside, and had come back, and I had to go with him to see it. And I would sit there and just look at the birds and the bees and that sort of thing. We just looked at each other and said, "What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?"
Well, because of your... people that go through that because of your book now can make better understanding of that and adapt in their situations. The book, Different Drummers, Margaret Moshak is the author and our guest on the program. When you're an instant or a constant, can that be trained, or is this something that's inborn? Once you're an instant, you're always an instant.
The way I look at it, and from my observations, because I've been studying this question now for about 20 years, you can no more change whether they're an instant or a constant than you can change the color of their eyes. You cannot change it. And I mean, sometimes you can recognize early. I mean, I've seen preschool children that I realize that's an instant. And then sometimes you have to wait until they're in the mid-teens. And the thing to do with it, as far as I'm concerned, is to accept who they are and not try to change them, because you can't change them. They are that. That's what they are.
Margaret Moshak with us on the program, talking about her book, Different Drummers. Time running out, but going so quickly in the program, so many interesting things to talk about. I'd like to talk about now some of the differences for instants and constants and how they go about running and managing their lives. How are they different in their approach?
Well, one of the most interesting things is how they prepare food. The instants and constants, they can both cook, they can both be cooked, but with an instant, they never prepare the dish the same way. My brother, who was married to an instant, said he didn't care what his wife said she was cooking. He never knew what was going to come on the table until he sat down, because she changed the recipe every time. I went to visit them, and there was a wonderful dish, and I said, "May I have the recipes?" Oh, I never used the same thing. I never used a recipe. And contrast that to my very constant son and I, and we decided that we wanted a recipe for macaroni and cheese, one of our favorite dishes. So we spent time, and we would make it, and we'd talk about it, and try it, and the instant in our family got irritated with this, but we kept on doing it. And then after a while, we decided we had it. So we wrote it down. And for the next 20 years, the constants in my family make macaroni cheese the same way. We never change it. Constants write cookbooks. Instants develop new recipes. They both are, you know, it's interesting both. Because the Instants will come up with new recipes all the time. And the Constants says they get a recipe and they sit on it.
And they stick with it. That's the recipe for the rest of their lives in fixing
right.
that
now,
dish.
Another way in which they're different, really different, is how they dress. Instants are very, very conscious of dressing. And they almost never wear the same thing for 2 days in a row. And even if they have to wear the same skirt or something, they'll put a new scarf or belt or something like that. And I remember going on a trip once with a friend of mine, and I came out the second day with the same thing I'd worn the first day. Well, you're not going to wear that, are you? Yes. And I said, does it matter? Well, yes, I get bored. She had the same thing, so I went in and changed it. And then contrast this to the constants. And we constants will wear the same thing over and over again. As long as it's clean, who cares? And then there's this wonderful story, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but the story about Albert Einstein, and he had a dozen white shirts, a dozen brown pairs of trousers, a dozen pairs of brown shoes, a dozen pair of brown socks, a dozen brown jackets, so that he could reach in his closet and didn't have to figure out what he would choose that day. It just, this is the constant idea of heaven.
Let's assume, I love that story, let's assume that that's true because there are lessons there for all of us. Boy, that takes a lot of anxiety out of the day when you know you're going to reach in the closet and get something out like that. Different Drummers by Margaret Moshak. A few minutes left in the program. We talked about some of the differences. How about in sex? Do they approach sex in a different way?
Oh, well, of course they do. You've got to realize if you have accepted this idea of instant and constant, it marches right into the bedroom. The instants want it now and fast. Constants prefer anticipation and games. And I mean, when I tried to play games, he became irritated. Why? You're in my way. I just couldn't stop him. My game playing was a pain and a put off. And must we slow down? He just loved it so much. And now, he wanted it now. And I tried to stop him. And after several years of marriage, I remember one day, out of sheer irritation, I said, if you don't slow down, I'm going to jump right out of this bed and leave you. And he did try, but it seemed nearly impossible for him. He tried a little, but he couldn't do it. And I mean, I thought it took a lot of the joy out of sex, but then I'm a constant, so I like slow-moving things.
Well, and it's interesting because, as you point out, you attract the opposite. So this is something that a lot of people deal with. And again, I keep coming back to this is why this book is so important. It will explain interaction. It will explain the personality differences in people. Different Drummers by Margaret Moshak, and that's Moshak. The book's available at Amazon. I know in helping you get the word out on the book has been Reader's Magnet. What has that experience been like working with them on the project?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your last question.
Yeah, with Reader's Magnet, what's it been like working with them on getting the book out to the public?
Oh, I've been very happy with the cooperation. I've been very happy with their help, and they've been very considerate. And I mean, I'm terribly inadequate when it comes to the new things with computers and all this stuff, and they have been very patient with me. I am very happy with this because I had read, when I first contacted you, I had read some of the not too pleasant things that were online. And I would like to put down, but I don't know how to put information online. And I would really like to do that because I am very happy with this.
Well, yes, and it's so important to have somebody there that will help you take the message out and talk about the book. And the book is so well done. It's such a fantastic, it's a book you'll start reading And you'll suddenly you'll be reading another chapter and another chapters. You're learning about yourself and interaction with other people. The book is Different Drummers by Margaret Moshak. And once again, that's M-O-S-C-H-A-K. You'll find information on the Amazon website for Margaret if you Google that. Or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to get information on the book, Different Drummers. Margaret, it's been fun. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. You'll help a lot of people with this book. I'm reading it, and I'm learning about myself and other people that I interact with on a daily basis. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This has been a wonderful experience.
It really has been. I really have enjoyed having the chance to talk with you. And our guest has been Margaret Moshak. The book is Different Drummers. It's available at Amazon, and you'll find out more if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages. Please stay tuned.